Praise the Lord. God is good, yeah? Praise His wonderful name. Who remembers what we preached on last week? Getting out of the boat. You know, we were suddenly walking on water. Weren't we? Yeah? You remember? Yeah? You remember? Who's been getting out of the boat? Huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good to us, isn't He? Amen. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Are you glad to be with the people of God? Amen. That's great. Hallelujah. You're glad you're saved.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, if you're glad to be saved, then let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
After three. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Take some deep breaths, aren't you? Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good to us. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Use that one. We've been having some problems with that one. So. Praise the Lord.
Prabhu ko mahima ho.
We're going to practice, aren't we?
Yes, huh? We are.
Let's do it.
Do you have your Bibles?
Tobarsang tobe go Bible chha bhane.
It is good to have your Bible. It is the sword of the spirit.
Tobaru chha jao dai Bible bokne ekdamai ramro.
The word of God.
Kinaki yo chha prabhu ko bachan ho.
This is food to your spirit.
Yo chha hamro atma ko lagi khana ho.
This is what gives life. Amen.
Yo kitab le hamilai jivan dindacha. Jivan dindacha.
You might need to just flick it over there and don't want you dragging that over me and what have you and sort of thing. So glory to Jesus. I'm so glad to be home. So glad to be home. It may be colder over here than South Africa, but I'm glad to be home.
South Africa bhanda ya jado hola tara malai ya gharma hunda ekdamai khusi lageko cha.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 12.
Tapai harusanga Bible chha bhane Romi ko 12 ma paltaunu hola.
Wave your hand when you found it.
Hadolonus tapale paunu bhaye bhane Romi 12.
Glory to God. You found it.
Tapale paunu bhaye hadolonus paunu bhaye sabale.
Can I just encourage you to make sure your mobile phones are in the airplane mode so that it doesn't interfere with the signals, etc.
Hami.
You found it?
Oh, she's found
Praise
it.
God. Hallelujah. Great.
Hami suru gonu manda gari to bhayeko phone haru check garnu chha la silent ma chha hola hai. Ali feri halfway through ma feri continuous la.
We ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Father, we pray that this word today,
Amen.
Lord, will just encourage,
yes.
Will strengthen us,
yes.
But will press us closer to you.
Amen.
And Father, it will inspire us to do greater things
Amen.
For you. And Father, it will draw us to that place of a closeness in you, O God. And we will see you in a new way. And Father, we will know your presence in a deeper way in our lives. And Father, through it, Lord, you would change our lives and change the lives of others that we come into contact. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
Rumiko barako ek podma.
And it says, I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. I urge you, therefore, by my brethren, by the mercies of God. Paul here is saying, it's urgent. I'm trying to compel you.
Is karan bhayo param prabhu ko kripa lai dhyan ma rakhi timi haru lai anurodh gardachu ani ya lekhdhari yo paul le chi hamilai anurodh ko sath ma lekhnu bhako cha urgent ho bhanera lekhnu bhako cha yo che.
In the King James translation it says, I beseech you.
अनि अर्को ट्रान्सलेटरमा हेर्ने हो भने चाहिँ या चाहिँ अब म तिमीहरूलाई भित्रदेखि अर्जेन्ट हो भनेर उते गरेको छ या.
And beseech means to call to one side. It's stronger than just asking to come.
अनि या चाहिँ पावलले यस्तरी लेखेको छ कि या आउनु मात्र होइन तर या अर्को ठाउँमा आउनुहोस् भनेर बोलाउनु भएको छ पावलले.
It is a calling to come into the things of God.
याची पावरले चाहिँ अब पुरानो कुरामा होइन तर नयाँ कुरामा आउनुहोस् भनेर बोलाएको छ.
इट्स नॉट रियली ए रिक्वेस्ट.
यो चाहिँ तपाईँहरूको लागि रिक्वेस्ट भनेर होइन.
इट्स ए डिमान्ड लाइक ए कमान्डमेन्ट कम ऑन.
तर यो चाहिँ तपाईँहरूलाई आउनुहोस् भनेर बोलाएको एउटा यस्तो डिमान्ड जस्तै हो.
इट्स अ लिटल बिट लाइक द स्टोरी व्हेन द रिच मैन प्रिपेयर्ड अ बैंक्वेट.
अनि यो चाहिँ हामीले अब बाइबल बाइबलको रूपमा हेर्दाखेरि अब यो चाहिँ अब त्यो एउटा धनी मान्छेको अब कथा जसरी हामीले देख्दछु. धनी मान्छेले एउटा ठूलो भोजन राखेको थियो नि त.
And he invited his friends to come to this banquet I prepared.
अनि उसले चाहिँ आफ्नो साथीहरूलाई आऊ आऊ यो ठूलो भोजनमा आऊ भनेर बोलाएको थियो.
And one man says, oh, I've just bought two oxen and I need to go out and test them before, you know, so I cannot come.
अनि एउटाले चाहिँ भन्यो कि मैले दुईटा ऊ त्यो अक्स लिएको थिएँ अनि त्यसै कारणले म आउन सक्दिनँ किनकि मैले त्यो भर्खर दुईटा लिएकोलाई मैले हेर्नु पर्थ्यो त्यो कतिको राम्रो छ भनेर भन्यो.
One says, I'm getting married, so I can't come.
अनि अर्कोले चाहिँ फेरि म बिहा गर्दैछु त्यसैले म आउन सक्दिनँ भनेर भन्यो.
They had all these excuses and reasons.
अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ यति धेरैहरू बहानाहरू बनाएका थिए.
And the rich man said, okay.
अनि धनी मान्छेले भन्यो ठिक छ.
He said to his servants, go out into the highways and to the byways and go and compel them to come in.
अनि त्यो धनी मान्छेले आफ्नो नोकरलाई हेरेर भन्यो तँ बाहिर जाने त्यहाँ गएर भयभर्ग सबै त्यो जो जो सडकहरूमा बसेको छ उनीहरू सबैलाई यो ठुलो भोजनमा बोला भनेर भन्यो.
Beseech them to come in, compel them to come in.
उनीहरूलाई आउनु भनेर भन्नुभयो.
That my place will be filled Amen. With the things of God.
उनीहरूले आऊ मेरो ठाउँमा आऊ अनि म तिमीहरूलाई प्रभुको कुराहरू दिनेछु भनेर भन्नुभयो.
So today God is calling you and me.
त्यसै गरी आज परमेश्वर पिताले तपाईँ र मलाई
to draw closer to him.
प्रभुमा नजिकतामा आउनको लागि बोलाइराख्नु भएको छ.
See, God does not just want a passing acquaintance with you.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई यत्तिकै होस् बस्नुहोस् भनेर मात्र बोलाउनु भएको होइन.
God wants you to have a deep, deep relationship with him.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई भित्री रूपमा तपाईँको परमेश्वरसँग सम्बन्ध रोज्नु भएको छ प्रभुले.
Grace and I have been married now for 42 years.
ग्रेस र म चाहिँ 42 इयर्ससम्म हामी बिहा भएको छ हाम्रो.
I know I don't look that old.
तपाईले हेर्दै भन्नुहुन्छ होला म त्यति बुढा देख्दिन होला भनेर.
Really? Allegedly. Yeah. You can go off people, you know. And the thing is that now we've been together for so long. We've been close to one another for so many years that there are times when she knows what I'm thinking.
अनि यस्तो कि हामी दुई जना
सँगै. All the guys are nodding. Yeah. We know what you mean. Yeah, we know. Yeah. It's true, isn't it? Now, sometimes, not as often, we guys know what the ladies are thinking. Only sometimes, because they are more complicated than we are.
अनि अब ग्रेस र म चाहिँ यति वर्षको लागि हामी सँगै भएको छौँ कि कहिलेकाहीँ मैले उसलाई केही पनि भन्नु पर्दैन तर उसलाई थाहा छ मैले के सोचिरहेको छु भनेर तर अब मैले ग्रेसको बारेमा सोच्दाखेरि चाहिँ मलाई थाहा हुँदैन फेरि ग्रेसले के सोचिरहेको छ भनेर
You come on guys, support me in this one. You never know what she's thinking. Well, there are times when I just manage to know what she's thinking, but you know, ladies are more complicated. Yeah. And so here Paul says, I urge you therefore, brethren. When he says brethren, he means everybody. He means ladies.
अनि यहाँ पावलले चाहिँ यो पुस्तकमा यसरी सुरु गरेको छ म तिमीहरूलाई अनुरोध गर्दछु भाइ हो भनेर अनि यहाँ भाइ हो भन्नाले चाहिँ केटा भाइहरू मात्र होइन तर सबैलाई भनेर बोलाउनु भएको छ भाइ हो छोरा छोरी केटा केटी सबैलाई
And he's saying, I want you to come and present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नु भएको छ कि तिमीहरू आफ्नो शरीर लिएर आऊ मौका कि पवित्र होस् तिमीहरू भनेर
Do you remember in the Old Testament they used to bring doves and they'd bring lambs and they'd bring them to the priest and the priest would sacrifice them?
तपाईँहरूले पुरानो करारमा पढे अनुसार बुझ्नुभएको होला कि पहिला अब प्रभुले मेरो लागि के ल्याऊ भन्दाखेरि उनीहरूले चाहिँ अब यस्तो बाख्राहरू के ल्याएर उनीहरूको चढाउँथ्यो नि त प्रभुमा
Thank God through Christ Jesus that has been done away with.
तर प्रभुलाई महिमा होस् कि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको कारणले तिनीहरू सबैले हामीले गर्न पर्दैन तर हामी प्रभुका आउन सक्दछौँ यतिकै
Otherwise one of my functions would be to sacrifice. Oh no.
अनि तपाईँले पुरानो करारमा जस्तै हेर्ने भए त्यहाँ चाहिँ अब पुजारीहरूले चाहिन्थ्यो त्यो सेक्रिफाइस काट्नको लागि त्यस्तै हो भने आज म पनि यहाँ माथि चढेर मैले के काटेर प्रभुलाई दिनु पर्दथ्यो
No. No. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank God for
Jesus.
प्रभु येशूको
लागि धन्यवाद.
So, what Paul is saying, he wants you now to bring yourself.
अनि प्रभु अनि पावलले चाहिँ हामीलाई यो किताबमा के लेखेको छ भने चाहिँ कुनै अरू यस्तो त्यो बाख्रा साख्राको त्यो सेक्रिफाइस होइन तर तपाईँले आफ्नो जीवन ल्याउनुहोस् भनेर भन्नुभएको छ हामीलाई यहाँ
He wants you to bring yourself and to become to the altar of God.
अनि यहाँ लेखेको छ कि तिमी अब आफ्नो जीवनलाई पवित्रता बनाई अगाडि ल्याऊ भनेर त्यो चाहिँ कसरी हुन्छ भने त्यो चाहिँ प्रभुमा आफ्नो जीवन दिएर हुँदछ
And he wants you to lay yourself on the altar.
अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ तपाईहरुले आफ्नो जीवन अगाडि ल्याउनुस् भनेर प्रभुले चाहनु भएको छ.
Do we have any volunteers?
कोही भोलिन्टियर गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ?
To come and sacrifice their life.
There we go.
Huh? None of us would. You want to come and, you know, you want to come and we'll lay you on the altar. Huh? Oh, two of them now. Yes. We've got another one, yeah? But this is what the Lord wants from us, spiritually speaking.
आत्मिकीमा कुरा गर्ने हो भने प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले त्यो चाहनु भएको छ
This is what God is looking for.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँको भित्रीको कुरा खोज्नु भएको छ
He's looking that we will bring our hearts.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई आफ्नो हृदय ल्याउनु भनेर चाहनु भएको छ
And that we will take our heart, and I don't mean this muscle that beats and pumps around blood in my body or your body.
अनि मैले त्यो भन्न खोज्दा चाहिँ तपाईँको रगत सगत आन्द्रभरि तिनीहरू होइन तर हृदय हेर्नु भएको छ प्रभुले
He wants your very being.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँको भित्री कुरा हेर्नु खोज्नु भएको छ
He wants the you.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँ चाहनु भएको छ
He wants the you.
प्रभुले चाहिँ तपाईँ चाहनु भएको छ
He wants the real you.
प्रभुले चाहिँ साँचो हीरा मामा खोज्नु भएको छ
And we bring the real you.
अनि त्यसै गरी हामी पनि साँचो हिरा मामालाई अगाडि ल्याउने
छौँ
अनि त्यसै गरी हामी पनि साँचो एन्ड्रु साँचो ड्यानियल साँचो हिरा मामा या प्रभुलाई हामी सुम्पिने
छौँ जिउदो
सेक्रिफाइसको रूपमा हामी प्रभुलाई हाम्रो जीवन सुम्पिने छौँ
That's what God wants. This is what, part of what Romans 12 is about. Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Romi bara chi tese ko bare ma ki prabhu Yesu Khristle ke aru ko esto sacrifice khojnu bhako chaina tara prabhu Yesu Khristle tapai ko hriday ra tapai lai khojnu bhako cha.
Holy, acceptable to God.
Pavitra bhayera prabhu ma chunieko hununcha tapai haru.
When they brought a lamb once a year for the sacrifice of sin, they spent days checking it. They'd go and they'd look everywhere and they'd check. There wasn't a mark or a blemish. There was no flaw. There was nothing wrong. That this was a perfect sacrifice. Sorry, I forgot.
पहिलाको रीति रिवाजमा हेर्यो भने जुइश माथि त्यो एउटा उते फेस्टिभल हुन्छ नि त्यसमा चाहिँ अब एउटा आफ्नो पापको लागि एउटा अब बलि चढाउनु पर्थ्यो नि त्यो बलिमा चाहिँ बलिको लागि चाहिँ एउटा भेडा लिइन्थ्यो अनि त्यो भेडालाई चाहिँ राम्रोसँग हेर्थ्यो कि त्यहाँ कुनै पनि दाग केही पनि फोहोर छैन भनेर त्यो भेडा चाहिँ सफा र पवित्र भेडा हुनु पर्थ्यो चढाउनको लागि
Amen.
Amen.
You believe that? And so in the same way as we read this word of God, this word of God begins to remove the blemishes. It removes the stains.
अनि त्यसै गरी त्यो पहिलाको जमानामा पापको लागि त्यो बलि चढाएको जसरी अहिले पनि हाम्रो जीवनमा प्रभु कहाँ हामी जब आउँदछौँ हामीले केही बलि चढाउनु पर्दैन तर प्रभुले हामीलाई पवित्र बनाउनु हुँदछ प्रभुले हामीलाई पाप बिनाको बनाउनु हुन्छ
It's a big challenge. We look at the world today and our minds are constantly being bombarded by the things of the world.
अनि हामी अहिले एकदमै च्यालेन्जिङ संसारमा बसेका छौँ अब जहाँ हेर्दा पनि संसारिक कुराहरू छ अनि त्यो संसारिक कुराहरूले हाम्रो दिमागमा यस्तो असर पारेको छ कि हामीलाई के साँचो हो के गलत हो थाहा छैन हामीलाई
You know, come out and party. Things are great. Come and have a great time. We're flashing lights. We smoke machines. Come and do drugs with us. Come and get drunk. This is a great time. This is a time for young people to enjoy themselves.
संसारले चाहिँ के भन्दछ भने चाहिँ आऊ हामी बाहिर जाउँ क्लबिङमा जाउँ हामी पार्टी गरौँ हामी ड्रग्स खाऊँ हामी रक्सी खाएर मात्रै हिँडौँ यो तिमीहरूको जीवन हो तिमीहरू मनोरञ्जन गर भनेर त्यस्तो भनेर संसारले हामीलाई त्यस्तो बताउँदछ
And that's what the world says.
अनि त्यो संसारले हामीलाई त्यस्तो कुराहरू सिकाउँदछ.
It's great. They say.
संसारले चाहिँ एकदमै राम्रो छ, एकदमै मनोरञ्जन छ भनेर भन्दछ.
And when I met this young man, Daniel.
जब मैले यो भकरको केटा ड्यानियललाई भेटेको थिए.
He thought he'd been having a great time.
यसले सोचिरहेको थियो कि यसले एकदमै मनोरञ्जित जीवन जिइरहेको थियो भनेर.
But that great time was beginning to destroy his life.
तर उले चाहिँ जुन कुराले चाहिँ उला मनोरञ्जन दिन्छ भनेर ठानेको थियो त्यही कुराले चाहिँ उसको जीवन बिगारिरहेको थियो.
Destroying his future and his hope.
उसले आफ्नो भविष्य पनि बिगारिरहेको थियो.
Destroying his family.
उसले आफ्नो परिवारमा पनि भत्काइरहेको थियो अनि परिवार पनि बिगारिरहेको थियो.
Thankfully Jesus got hold of him.
तर प्रभुलाई धन्यवाद होस् कि प्रभुले उसको जीवनमा आउनुभयो.
And Jesus and he got hold of Jesus.
अनि यो ड्यानियलले प्रभुलाई पक्रनु भयो.
And there's been a transformation.
अनि त्यसै कारणले उसको जीवनमा परिवर्तन आएको छ.
There's been a change.
अनि त्यहाँ चेन्ज आएको छ.
He's not the same person that I first met.
ऊ पहिलाको ड्यानियल मैले जुन चाहिँ पहिला भेटेको थिएँ ऊ त्यो ड्यानियल होइन अहिले.
Thank God because he was a liar. He was a cheat. He was a deceiver. He was rebellious.
प्रभुलाई धन्यवाद होस् कि यो पहिलाको जस्तो ड्यानियल छैन किनकि यो झुटुवा थियो यसले आफ्नो कुरा मात्र गर्थ्यो अनि यसले कसैको कुरा सुन्दैन थियो अनि यसले आफ्नो मर्जीले सबै कुराहरू गर्थ्यो र चोर अनि यो झुटुवा थियो
and the rest
and कुराहरू पनि
He was on one side of life
अनि ऊ चाहिँ एउटा साइडमा थियो एउटा उसको जीवनमा
I was on the other side of life
अनि म चाहिँ मेरो जीवन अर्को पट्टि थियो
And we managed to call him across through Jesus Christ
अनि हामीले चाहिँ उसलाई उसको नराम्रो जीवनबाट बोलाउन सक्यौँ त्यो चाहिँ कसरी भयो प्रभु येशूद्वारा
The word of God and prayer changed his destiny.
प्रभुको वचन र प्रार्थनाले उसको जीवन परिवर्तन भयो.
Changed his future.
उसको भविष्य परिवर्तन भयो.
Gave him a hope.
अनि उसलाई आशा दियो.
Gave him a purpose.
उसलाई जीवनमा एउटा उद्देश्य दियो.
Gave him goals to live for.
अनि उसलाई एउटा जीवनमा एउटा उद्देश्य दियो जुनको लागि चाहिँ ऊ जिउन सकेको छ अहिले.
Prior to that he was dying.
अनि भन्नु पर्दा ऊ मर्न आटेको थियो पहिला.
And he knows and I know and just recently in rehab we've had two people who've died through overdose who've left and gone out and relapsed and died
ani bhannu parda e malai pani elai pani thaha thiyo ki yo marna lageko thiyo bhanera ani ali herda heri abo hamle chineko dui euta keda jun chai hamle pahila tin chan ma padha thiyo abo unar garna nasakera u aera esto bhayera bigrera feri mareko pani ghatana cha.
None of us, from the oldest to the youngest, can play fast and loose with the world.
अनि हामीले सानो होस् या ठुलो होस् हामीले संसारिक कुरामा खेलवाड गरेर संसारिक कुरामा सबै कुरामा हामीले दियौँ भने हामी अहिलेको अहिले पनि मर्न सक्छौँ. चाँडो हो या ढिलो त्यो कुराले मार्दछ मानिसलाई.
We cannot play fast and loose with the devil and his ways.
अनि हामीले त्यसै गरी हामीले शैतानको कुराहरूमा दियौँ भने पनि हामी चाँडो होस् या ढिलो होस् हामी मरिजाँदछौँ.
That accident that we spoke about at the beginning of the meeting.
अनि हामीले अघि त्यो एक्सिडेन्टको बारेमा मैले भनेको जस्तो त्यो हामीले मिटिङ सुरु गर्नु भन्दा अगाडि.
I don't know what caused it.
मलाई थाहा छैन उनीहरू कसरी मरे.
It could have possibly been drugs.
Drugs हुन सक्छ.
It could have been alcohol.
रक्सीहरू हुन सक्छ.
Just had one too many.
उनीहरूले धेरै रक्सी खाएर गाडी कुदाएको हुन सक्छ.
And because of that, five lives have to die.
अनि उनीहरूले त्यस्तो भएको कारणले पाँच जनाको जीवन गएको छ.
And the earth is robbed.
अनि यो पृथ्वीलाई लुटिएको छ.
Of the potential that these young people have got in their lives to do great things.
अनि यो भक्करको केटाहरुको जीवनबाट शैतानले कुराहरु लुटेको छ कि उनीहरुको जीवनमा प्रभुले यस्तो ठूलो काम गर्न सक्थ्यो.
Every one of you young people.
यहाँ भएका सबै यंग केटाकेटीहरु
has the potential to do great things.
उनीहरुको जीवन भित्र एउटा यस्तो ठूलो कुरा छ प्रभुले दिनुभएको अनि उनीहरुले त्यो कुरालाई राम्रोसँग प्रयोग गर्यो भने उनीहरुले ठूलो काम गर्न सक्दछ.
And even I, just a little older than you.
अनि म पनि तपाईहरु भन्दा अलिकति मात्र बुढा भएको.
This is a rinse I had. Even I, just a little older, I nearly said younger than you then for a minute. Even, you see, I still feel young.
Yeah,
amen. You know, I don't feel my age, you know, I still want to be walking on water. And
just
glory
to God. Hallelujah.
I'm still believing God for signs, wonders and miracles.
म अझै पनि प्रभुको वचनमा भरोसा राखेर प्रभुको धेरै अचम्मको कुराहरू देख्न चाहन्छु.
And these miracles and these wonders and these signs.
अनि यो चमत्कारीको कुराहरू चाहिँ
they all come out of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
प्रभुसँगको सम्बन्धद्वारा आइपर्दछ.
I've not always been a preacher.
म पहिला म सधैँभरिको लागि म प्रभुको प्रचार गर्ने म थिएन.
I worked in industry for many years.
म पहिला ठूलो ठूलो इंडस्ट्रीहरुमा काम गरेको.
Had a great job.
मसँग एकदमै राम्रो काम पनि थियो.
Earned a lot of money.
मैले एकदमै धेरै पैसा कमाइरहेको थिए.
And then God said.
अनि एक दिन प्रभुले मलाई बोलाउनु भयो.
Come on.
यता आऊ.
And I said, "Who, me, Lord?"
अनि मैले भन्न थाले के म प्रभु?
Come on.
अनि प्रभुले चाहिँ आऊ भन्नु भयो.
I said, "But Lord, I've got this great job."
अनि मैले प्रभुलाई भने, "प्रभु तर मेरो त यस्तो राम्रो काम छ. यति पैसा कमाइराछु."
And he said, "I know. I gave it you."
अनि प्रभुले भन्नुभयो मलाई थाहा छ किनकि मैले नै दिएको तिमीलाई त्यो काम.
And I said, "Lord, you know, I've got this job so that it is so easy now that I don't have any hassle. I've got this job in such a place it is so easy to do."
अनि मैले फेरि प्रभुलाई भन्न थाले, "प्रभु मेरो काम यस्तो राम्रो छ मैले त्यति काम पनि गर्नु परेको छैन मैले मेहनत गरेर म यहाँसम्म आएको छु."
He said, "I know."
अनि प्रभुले भन्नुभयो मलाई थाहा छ.
He said, "That's what you asked me to give you."
अनि प्रभुले भन्नुभयो तिमीले मलाई त्यो मागेको थियो त्यसै कारणले मैले तिमीलाई त्यो दिएको थिएँ.
I said, "I know, Lord, and I'm enjoying it now."
अनि मैले प्रभुलाई भने मलाई थाहा छ प्रभु तपाईँले दिनुभएको तल मलाई मेरो काम एकदमै राम्रो लागिरहेछ.
But he said to me, "Come on, it's time to leave."
तर प्रभुले भन्नुभयो होइन यता आऊ.
So I just walked away.
Anymore, the
walked away from God.
No, I walked away from the job.
अनि त्यस्तो भए पछि अनि प्रब्लम मलाई बनाउनु भयो त्यसैले मैले मेरो कामहरू सबै छोडेर म प्रब्लम पछ्याउन थाले.
Well, I got to admit, the Lord and I had a bit of an argument for about 12 months.
म साच्चै कुरा भन्नुपर्दा प्रभु र म चाहिँ प्रभुको कुरा सुनेको थिएँ तर म प्रभुबाट टाढी भागिरहेको थिएँ. प्रभुले मलाई बोलाएको कारण मेरो कामहरू छोड्नको लागि म 12 महिनाको लागि भागिरहेको थिएँ.
At one time we spent 12 months, you know, the Lord and I just... He didn't speak to me for 12 months because I disobeyed him.
अनि यस्तो भएको थियो कि अब म प्रभुले मसँग 12 महिनासँग नबोलेको जस्तो मेसेज भएको थियो मलाई किनकि म प्रभुको बोलाइबाट म भागिरहेको थिएँ.
I know it is better to obey.
मलाई थाहा छ प्रभुको वचन आदर गर्न राम्रो हो.
Than it is to walk away.
प्रभुको वचनबाट भाग्नु भन्दा पनि प्रभुको वचनलाई आदर गर्न राम्रो हो.
So I want to encourage every one of you.
अनि म त्यसैले तपाईहरुलाई हौसला बढाउन चाहन्छु.
Young or old.
भक्करको होस् या अलि बुढा होस्.
God's not finished.
प्रभुले तपाईको जीवनमा काम गर्न छोड्नु भएको छैन.
God's not finished.
तपाईको जीवनमा जुन जुन प्रभुले काम गर्नु भएको छ त्यो समाप्त भएको छैन.
God's not finished with you yet.
प्रभुले तपाईको जीवनमा अझै धेरै काम गर्नु हुनुहुन्छ अनि प्रभुले अहिले पनि तपाईको जीवनमा काम गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
He has things for you to do.
प्रभुले तपाईँको जीवनमा कुराहरू राख्नु भएको छ जुन चाहिँ प्रभुले तपाईँमा गर्नु चाहनु भएको छ.
And he's going to stir up within you the gift of the Spirit of God.
अनि प्रभुले तपाईँको जीवनभित्र चाहिँ प्रभुको आत्मा राखेर तपाईँलाई बलियो बनाउनु हुनेछ.
And he's going to cause signs to come.
अनि प्रभुले तपाईँको जीवनभित्र चाहिँ चमत्कारी कुराहरू गर्नु हुनेछ.
And the Lord is going to quicken you.
अनि प्रभुले तपाईँलाई तेजिलो बनाउनु हुनेछ.
And you shall see things happening that you've never ever seen before.
अनि तपाईँले तपाईँको आफ्नो जीवनमा तपाईँको वरिपरिको जीवनमा तपाईँले अचम्म भएको कुराहरू तपाईँले देख्नु हुनेछ.
God wants to move in each and every one of us.
प्रभुले तपाईँहरू सबैको जीवनमा काम गर्न चाहनु भएको छ.
But we have to be true to God.
तर हामी चाहिँ प्रभुमा साँचो हुनुपर्छ. प्रभुलाई साँचो बोल्नु पर्दछ.
We have to be true to Jesus.
हामीले येशु ख्रीष्टमा साँचो हुनुपर्दछ.
And as we're true to Jesus, we shall see great things happening in the future.
अनि जब हामी हाम्रो हृदय खोलेर प्रभुलाई साँचो बोल्न थाल्छौँ हामीले धेरै अचम्म कुराहरू देख्न थाल्नेछौँ.
See, the Lord has saved each and every one of us to live our lives before other people.
अनि प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टले तपाईँ र हाम्रो जीवन बचाउनुको कारण चाहिँ हामी प्रभुमा अघि बढोस् अनि हाम्रो जीवन अरूको जीवनभन्दा भिन्दै होस् भनेर बचाउनु भएको.
See verse 2 of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2.
तपाईले आफ्नो बाइबलमा रोमी 12 को 2 मा हेर्नु भयो भने
it says do not be conformed to this world. Another translation says do not be fashioned according to this world.
या लेखेको छ यस संसारको ढाँचामा नचल.
What does that mean?
अनि यो भनेको चाहिँ के हो त?
It means do not let the world begin to shape your thinking.
अनि यसमा चाहिँ यो भनेको हो कि संसारको कुराले चाहिँ तपाईँको सोचाइमा परिवर्तन नआओस्.
Don't let the world shape your thinking.
संसारको कुराले चाहिँ तपाईँको दिमागमा परिवर्तन नआओस्.
Don't let the world shape your destiny.
संसारको कुराले चाहिँ तपाईँको भविष्यमा परिवर्तन नल्याओस्.
I remember when I was an apprentice.
मलाई याद छ कि जब म एउटा ठाउँमा काम गरिरहेको थिएँ.
And as I was studying in college,
जब म कलेजमा पढिरहेको थिए,
I failed some exams.
म धेरै एग्जामहरुमा फेल भएको थिए, थोरै एग्जाममा.
And my foreman who was in charge of me,
अनि मेरो एउटा त्यहाँ इन्चार्ज थियो,
was trying to get rid of me out of where I was working.
उसले चाहिँ मलाई त्यो ठाउँबाट निकाल्न खोजिरहेको थियो.
He didn't like what was in me.
उसले चाहिँ म भित्र जे थियो उसले त्यसलाई मन पराएको थिएन.
He was a man who was having an affair with he was a married man having an affair with another woman.
ऊ चाहिँ बिहा गरेको मानिस तर अर्को केटीहरूसँग लागेको थियो.
I was a Christian.
अनि म चाहिँ क्रिस्चियन थिए.
And I stood for what was right.
अनि म चाहिँ जे कुरा साँचो थियो त्यसमा म उभिरहेको थिएँ.
And I was his irritation.
अनि म चाहिँ उसलाई भनिरहन्थे. अनि उ चाहिँ इरिटेट भइरहेथ्यो.
He didn't like me for that.
अनि मैले उले त्यसै कारणले उसले मलाई मन पराउँदैन थियो.
He decided he was going to get rid of me.
अनि त्यसैले उसले सोच्यो कि उसले मलाई यो कामबाट निकाल दिन्छु भनेर.
And I discovered that there'd been conversations going on about me at work.
अनि त्यहाँ मैले मेरो काममा थाहा भयो कि त्यहाँ सबैले मेरो कुरा गरिरहेको थियो भनेर.
With some bosses in the company.
त्यहाँ बसहरूसँग कुराको मेरो कुरा भइरहेको मैले चाल पाए.
And they said to him, "Don't worry about it. He'll be gone soon because he won't make the grade."
अनि उनीहरूले भने कि यो एन्ड्रुको बारेमा फिक्र नमान किनकि यसको पढाइ पनि राम्रो छैन, केही पनि राम्रो छैन, यसले काम या काममा पनि यो धेरै टिक्दैन, यो काम छोडेर जान्छु भनेर भन्यो.
Well, when I heard that,
तर म जब मैले त्यो सुने,
something rose up inside me.
मेरो भित्र के जाग्यो.
They were saying I was going to fail.
उनीहरूले सोचिरहेको थियो कि म हार मान्छु होला भनेर.
And I went before God and said, "God, you promised that you would be with me always and you would never leave me."
अनि त्यो भएपछि म प्रभुको आगमनमा प्रभुलाई भने, प्रभु तपाईँले मलाई वचन दिनुभएको थियो कि तपाईँ सधैँ मेरो साथमा हुनुहुन्छ अनि तपाईँले मलाई फेल गराउनु हुन्न भनेर.
So I began to pray and then I began to believe God.
अनि म प्रार्थना गर्न थालेँ अनि म प्रभुमा भरोसा राख्न थालेँ.
That next year I passed all my exams and more and got a distinction in my exams and everybody stood there and went
ani arko barsha maile padhe maile ani prabhu ma bharsa gare ani tyo antim ma chi mero result ekdamai ramro bhayo ani maile distinction paako thiyo ani ta sabai manish haru pani chakka pare unharle malai dekhta.
I'd put my trust in God.
अनि कसरी भयो कि त मैले प्रभुमा भरोसा राखेको थिएँ त्यसरी भयो.
Not in man's thinking.
अनि मैले मानिसको सोचाइमा होइन तर प्रभुमा भरोसा राखेको.
They were not going to shape my destiny or my future.
उनीहरूको सोचाइले न त मलाई परिवर्तन गर्न सक्थ्यो न त मेरो भविष्यलाई परिवर्तन गर्न सक्थ्यो.
See, when you put your hands in the hand of God.
See, त जब तपाई तपाईको हात प्रभुको हातमा समात्नु हुँदछ,
then he leads you. He directs you.
अनि त्यति बेला प्रभुले तपाईँलाई डोर्याउनु हुँदछ अनि प्रभुले तपाईँलाई नयाँ नयाँ ठाउँमा लग्नु हुँदछ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He directs you and he leads you.
प्रभुले तपाईँलाई डोर्याउनु हुन्छ र सही बाटोमा हिँडाउनु हुन्छ.
The word says, "Don't let the world fashion you. Don't get pushed into the world's mold."
यहाँ लेखेको छ कि संसारको ढाँचामा नचल्नु अनि संसारले गरेको जस्तो कुरामा तपाईँहरू नचल्नु भनेर.
What? You don't drink, you don't take drugs, you don't do this, you don't go to discos, you don't do that.
अनि के या तपाईको डिस्कोहरु नजाने, ड्रग्सहरु नखाने, रक्सीहरु नखाने हो त?
No.
हैन.
No.
हैन.
I get the biggest high from Jesus.
अनि मलाई सबैभन्दा मैले ठुलो कुरा पाउने चाहिँ मैले परमेश्वर पितामा पाउँदछु. मलाई ड्रग्सले पनि दिन सक्दैन, मलाई रक्सीले पनि दिन सक्दैन, तर प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले दिन सक्नुहुन्छ.
I get so much joy when I see people healed. I get so much joy from just spending time in the presence of God. I get so much joy seeing people saved and healed and set free.
मेरो जीवनमा यति खुसियाले आउँदछ कि जब म प्रभुले अरूको जीवनमा काम गरेको देख्दछु अनि जब म प्रभुसँग मेरो सम्बन्ध बढाउँछु र प्रभुको प्रशंसामा म बस्दछु.
And when one is filled with the Spirit of God.
जब प्रभुले हामीलाई पवित्र आत्मामा बत्तिसमा गराउनुहुन्छ.
And if you've never experienced healing or you've never experienced the filling, the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
अनि तपाईले तपाईको जीवनमा चमत्कारी कुराहरु देख्नु भएको छैन भने, तपाईले आफ्नो जीवनमा प्रभुले काम गरेको देख्नु भएको छैन भने,
you need to begin to reach out and ask God and he ministers to you and you will be so excited.
प्रभु कहाँ जानुहोस् अनि प्रभुलाई तपाईको जीवनमा काम गर्न दिनुहोस् अनि प्रभुले तपाईको जीवनमा यस्तो काम गर्नुहुनेछ कि तपाईलाई नयाँ बनाउनु हुनेछ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले.
Don't let the world tell you what makes you happy.
संसारले तपाईलाई के चाहिन्छ जुन कुराले तपाईलाई खुसी बनाउन सक्छ भने उनीहरूलाई नसुन्नुस्.
They've already started on TV with the adverts. You need this game, you need this toy, you need this. तपाईँहरूले
टिभीमा हेर्नुभयो भने तिमीहरूलाई खुसी हुनको लागि यो राम्रो घर चाहिन्छ, तिमीहरूलाई खुसी हुनको लागि त्यो एउटा भिडियो गेम चाहिन्छ, तिमीहरूलाई खुसी हुनको लागि एउटा गाडी चाहिन्छ भनेर भन्दछ.
You need this dress, this ring, this necklace. You need all these things.
संसारले तपाईलाई के भन्दछ भने तिमीलाई यो ड्रेस चाहिँदछ खुशी हुनको लागि, तिमीलाई त्यो एउटा ठूलो सुनको सिक्री चाहिँदछ खुशी हुनको लागि, तिमीलाई यो एउटा ठूलो ठाउँ चाहिँदछ खुशी हुनको लागि भनेर भन्दछ.
Do you know what?
तर तपाईलाई थाहा छ
when we all die,
hami sabai jab mardachhan,
we'll leave them all behind.
Hamle tinhar sabai pachhari chhadera jandachhan
for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, the Pharaohs buried all their treasures with them. They were taking them with them into the afterlife. And a few hundred years later, grave robbers came and stole all their gold. So obviously they didn't take it with them. But we have eternal things within us. We have eternal gold. We have eternal treasures within each and every one of us. And you have these treasures to share with people now. So he says, don't be fashioned according to the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants to change each and every one of us. He wants to change our thinking. He wants to change our appearance spiritually.
First
image. We've got an image to come up on screen. There you go. That's number one. Who would like that? Who would like to look like that? Does anybody know what it is? Show the next one. No? You don't know what it is?
No.
Well, it is called a chrysalis.
Elachi chrysalis bhanera
bhandacha. And this chrysalis is like you and me before we knew Jesus Christ.
And yo chrysalis chai tapai ma jasto hami prabhu yesu christ lai chinnu bhanda agadi.
We're all mixed up.
Hami sabai dherai kura ma mixed up bhayeko chham.
A bit ugly looking.
अलिकति नराम्रो देखाए पनि छ हाम्रो प्रब्लम चिन्दा.
Well, there you go. Check the mirror, you know. When I say ugly looking, I mean inside of us.
जब मैले नराम्रो देखा पर्ने भनेको जुन त्यो चाहिँ मैले आफ्नो शारीरिक नराम्रो देखाए हैन तर आफ्नो आत्मिक भित्रको देखाए नराम्रो
छ.
पापले भरिएको थियो भित्रको कुरा.
But then we move on to our next image.
अनि हामी अर्को चित्रमा जाने छौं.
What you just saw prior to that was what that looked like.
Suddenly,
there is a transformation that goes on. And that ugly thing becomes a beautiful butterfly. Now, if I offered you a chrysalis, if I went to Anju and said, would you like this chrysalis? She would probably turn around and say, no, thank you. But if I brought her a butterfly, she'd take the butterfly, wouldn't
you?
It's a beautiful thing.
Hand painted
by God. Designed by God. You know, you go for all these designer clothes, you know. Just to make us look smart, you know. Got one here, you see.
I got a designer label on this.
This is a designer label. It's about 30 years old, but it's a designer label, let me tell you.
This was,
you know, expensive, they say. I always bought them in the sale. They were a lot cheaper. 50% off and then you buy them, you know. Come on. Praise God. You know, give us the best deal, God, that you can get. Glory to Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. And so we see this transformation. That's what God wants to do with each and every one of us. Daniel. He looked like that ugly chrysalis.
Daniel ji pahila tyo yo chitra ko agadi ko tyo junji naramro dekha parne kura thiyo ni Daniel pani pahila testai thiyo.
Let's be truthful. People, when they spoke about Daniel, they said, don't let my girls get involved with Daniel. He's not a good role model. He's not a good person to be with.
पहिला अब धेरै मान्छेले ड्यानियलको कुरा गर्दाखेरि उसले त्योसँग मेरो छोराछोरी हिँड्न नदिनु किनकि यो बिग्रेको केटा छ यसले त्यसलाई पनि बिगार्छ भनेर यसको बारेमा त्यस्तो कुरा गर्थ्यो.
When the word of God, when Jesus got hold of him,
तर जब पवित्र आत्मा र प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको वचनले उसको जीवनमा छुयो,
he was transformed by the power of God.
उ प्रभुको पावरले गरेर उ त्यस्तो पुतली जस्तो हुन सक्यो.
And now people are saying, oh, go see Daniel, talk to Daniel, he's a great guy.
अनि अहिले चाहिँ नि ऊ ड्यानियललाई सबैले हेरेर भन्दैछ ड्यानियलसँग बोल्न जाऊ किनकि ऊ एकदमै राम्रो केटा हो भनेर.
Glory to God. And he is. But he's only that person because of one thing and one thing alone, that he surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
अनि ड्यानियलले जहाँ छ ऊ चाहिँ त्यहाँ एउटा कुराले गरेर मात्र पुग्न सक्यो, त्यो चाहिँ उसले आफ्नो जीवन प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टलाई सुम्पेको कारणले.
And that every day he and Jesus spend time together.
Ani din dine dainiki rupma Daniel ra prabhu yesu christ le sangai samay spend gardacha.
The only way it works,
euta kura le matra kaam gardacha, tyo chai prabhu sanga sambandh ma basera.
It's the only way that will keep you strong.
Euta kura le matra jasle chai hamlai baliyo banaudacha prabhu sanga dainiki ko rup ko sambandh sa.
When you spend time with Jesus.
जब तपाई प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टसँग समय स्पेन्ड गर्नुहुन्छ.
Glory to God.
प्रभुको महिमा होस्.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 36 says this.
रोमीको 11 को 36 मा यो लेखिएको छ. रोमी 11 को 36 मा.
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. What does it mean? It means that everything comes from God.
Yeah, you lekheko chha kinaki sabai thok uha bata uha dwara ra uha ki nimtai hun uha lai nai sada sarvada mahima hos. Amen. Ya chha ke lekheko chha bhane sabai kura jun chhi hami sanga chha ani sabai kura jun chhi pachi aune wala chha tyo chhi sabai prabhu yesu christ dwara nai aai pardacha.
All good things come from God.
सबै राम्रो कुरा असल कुराहरू प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टद्वारा आउँदछ.
God is a God, he's a good God.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट राम्रो पिता परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
And God wants to bless you, to encourage you. God wants to be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट तपाईलाई राम्रो जीवन होस्, तपाईको असल जीवन होस् भन्ने चाहनु हुन्छ. अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ तपाईसँग दिनभरि समय बिताउन चाहनु भएको छ अनि तपाईको भयभरको जीवनसँग समय बिताउन चाहनु भएको छ.
How often do you talk to God?
अनि म तपाईहरुलाई सोध्न चाहन्छु तपाईहरु प्रभुसँग कति बोल्नु हुन्छ? कति चोटी बोल्नु हुन्छ?
How often do you talk to God?
तपाई अब हप्तामा दिनमा प्रभुसँग कति चोटी बोल्नु हुन्छ?
Every day? How often during the day do you talk to him?
तपाई दिनमा प्रभुसँग कति चोटी बोल्नु हुन्छ? के तपाई प्रभुसँग बोल्नु हुन्छ दिनदिनै?
You just talk to him on a morning?
के तपाईँ प्रभुसँग बिहान बोल्नुहुँदैछ?
You talk to him at lunch time?
के तपाईँ प्रभुसँग आज दिउँसो खाजा खाने बेला बोल्नु भएको छ?
You talk to him on an evening?
के तपाईँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टसँग बेलुकातिर बोल्नुहुन्छ? Never stop.
Say again.
Every day,
every time. That's a good answer. And that's the right answer. It's the right answer.
You
see, if for instance Grace and I just sort of spoke to her when I got up in the morning and said, good morning Grace, how are you? Did you sleep well? Good, thank you. Good, all right. And left it at that, you'd think, strange.
अब हामी बिहान बिहान ग्रे ग्रेस र म अब उनीहरू कपाल हुन् ग्रेस र म हामी बिहान उठ्दा मैले ग्रेसलाई हेलो ग्रेस तिमी कसो छौ आज राम्रोसँग सुत्यो त्यतिमै मैले समाप्त गरेँ भने कस्तो अनौठो महसुस हुन्छ नि त
strange relationship.
होगेन भन्नुहोस् न त्यो त अलि अनौठो सम्बन्ध भयो नि त
But you see, the Bible says,
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ प्रभुको वचनले यो भन्दछ
God says, I'll never leave you.
प्रभुको वचनले भन्दछ म
तिमीहरूलाई
कहिले पनि साथ छोड्दिनँ भनेर
He says, I'm always with you.
प्रभुको वचनले भन्दछ म तिमीहरूको साथमा
No matter where you're going, I'm there.
प्रभुको वचनले भन्दछ तिमीहरू जहाँसुकै जाने भए पनि जाऊ तर म तिमीहरूको साथमा हुनेछु भनेर
And so when you're with somebody, you chat to them, don't you?
त्यसै गरी प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो साथमा हाम्रो माझमा हुनुहुन्छ भने तपाईँ के गर्नुहुन्छ बोल्नुहुन्छ
You don't sit there and just like a stone ornament or idol.
अनि तपाईँहरू साथीहरूसँग बसेर तपाईँ सबै चुपचाप बस्नुहुन्न नि एक आपसमा बोल्नुहुन्छ खुसी हुनुहुन्छ त्यहाँ ढुङ्गा जसरी चुपचाप बस्नुहुन्न नि त्यस्तै हो
And God speaks to us.
अनि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हामीसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ
Because he says, my sheep hear my voice.
किनकि प्रभुको वचनमा लेखेको छ मेरो भेडाहरूले मेरो आवाज सुन्नेछ र थाहा पाउनेछ भनेर
God wants each and every one of us to hear him.
प्रभुले चाहिँ हामी सबैले प्रभुको आवाज सुन्नु
He doesn't just talk to me. He talks to everybody.
प्रभुले मसँग मात्र बोल्नुहुन्न तर सबैसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ
Because we are his children.
किनकि हामी प्रभुको छोरा छोरीहरू
हो And I know this to be true. You see, what God wants to do, God wants to get amongst his people.
And probably get down on, so probably
he sort of wants to squeeze in there.
You know? Probably you have no chora churi or something. What's the town on?
It's warmer here. Yeah. But in the Garden of Eden, it says God came in the cool of the garden, in the cool of evening. And he came and he said, how are you doing? He said, what have you been doing today? What's been happening? Tell me, you know?
And it's not
true.
हामीले बाइबलमा हो
नि It's true, isn't it? And so, oops.
Thank you.
So, that's true. And so, what we have to realize is, the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
बाइबलले यो बताउँछ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हिजो आज र सधैँभरि एउटै हुनुहुन्छ
He's not going to change.
प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट कहिले पनि परिवर्तन हुनुहुन्न
And Jesus said, I only do what I see my father doing.
अनि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट यस्तो भन्नुभएको छ म जे गरिरहेको छु म मेरो पितालाई हेरेर मात्र गरिरहेको छु
God is about relationship.
अनि प्रभु चिन्नु भनेको सम्बन्ध हो
God is about being involved. God is a God who wants to get involved.
प्रभु यस्तो परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ कि वा हाम्रो जीवनमा आउन चाहनु भएको छ हाम्रो जीवनमा बास गर्न चाहनु भएको छ
Even in your business. God wants to be involved.
हाम्रो business हाम्रो काम सबैमा प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हुन चाहनु भएको छ
Wants to be able to give you advice. प्रभु यीशु When you've got a problem you can ask him Lord what do I do?
प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो कामको लागि हामीलाई advice दिन चाहनु भएको छ
And he speaks.
अनि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट हामीसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ
Sometimes we need as Daniel said earlier on in the meeting to be still.
अनि हामीलाई अघि डानियलले भनेको जस्तै त्यो मिटिङ हामी मिटिङहरुमा कहिलेकाहीँ बस्दा के गर्दा हाम्रो जीवनमा हामी चाहिँ प्रभुमा आएर शान्त हुनु पर्दछ
Be still. Listen.
प्रभुमा शान्त हुनु र प्रभुको आवाजलाई सुन्नु.
Begin to know that he is God.
शान्त भएर सुन्नु अनि जान्नु कि परमेश्वर पिता साँच्चै परमेश्वर पिता हुनुहुन्छ भनेर वा प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ
The title of my message is surrender to God.
मेरो यो आजको वचनको टाइटल चाहिँ के थियो भने प्रभुलाई आफ्नो जीवन दिनुस् प्रभुमा आफ्नो जीवन सरेन्डर गर्नुस्
Surrender to God's purpose for your life
prabhu ma afno jivan sumpinus kinaki prabhu le dherai kura garna chahnu bhako cha tapko jivan ma
surrender to god's purpose for your life
prabhu lai afno jivan sumpinus
and god has a purpose for everyone's life
and prabhu le hamro jivan ma dherai garna chahnu bhako cha
you're not an accident
तपाईँ यत्तिकै जन्मिनु भएको होइन, एक्सिडेन्ट होइन यो.
लुकिङ फर समवेयर टु लिभ एन्ड सर्भाइभ.
तपाईँ सर्भाइभ गर्नको लागि, तपाईँ जिउनको लागि मात्र जिउनु भएको होइन.
यु वर कॉल्ड एन्ड यु वर प्लान्ड बाइ गॉड.
तपाईँलाई प्रभुले बोलाउनु भएको, तपाईँलाई प्रभुले चुन्नु भएको.
आमेन.
आमेन.
That makes you a very important person.
अनि त्यसै कारणले तपाईँ प्रभुमा एकदमै इम्पोर्टेन्ट हुनुहुन्छ.
Yeah?
हो.
Come on.
Come on.
We are important to God.
हामी प्रभुमा एकदमै इम्पोर्टेन्ट छौँ.
The world tries and says to you, well, if you don't have a label on your jacket and what have you, you're nobody.
संसारले चाहिँ के भन्दैछ, राम्रो लुगा लगाऊ राम्रो देखिनको लागि, राम्रो घरमा बस राम्रो हुनको लागि, गाडी कुदाऊ यो कुदाऊ त्यो कुदाऊ भने तिनीहरू सबै भएर तिमी राम्रो हुनेछौ भनेर सिकाउँदछ संसारले.
You know, young people got to have the latest iPhone.
अनि तपाईँलाई थाहै छ होला, यङ पिपलहरूले अब लेटेस्ट फोनहरू, नयाँ नयाँ आइफोन, स्यामसङहरू चलाउनु पर्छ.
Why?
किन?
They're only taking money off you for something that's not much better than the last one.
त्यसले अलिकति ज्यादा पैसा चार्ज गर्छ, तर त्यो पहिलाको जस्तै त छ फोन बोल्नको लागि.
You and I need to be in contact with Jesus.
तपाईं र म हामी प्रभुमा सम्बन्ध.
He will tell you secrets, he will tell you mysteries that an iPhone can't ever tell you.
प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले तपाईँलाई नयाँ नयाँ कुरा सिकाउनु हुँदछ. प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले तपाईँलाई अरूले नजानेको कुराहरू सिकाउँदछ, तर आइफोनले सिकाउँदैन.
I have an iPhone.
मसँग आइफोन छ.
But I don't let that use me. You know, I don't change it every time there's a new one out. It's like, why do I need to change?
मसँग आइफोन छ, तर म आइफोनले मेरो जीवन परिवर्तन गर्दिनँ, तर म परमेश्वर पिताले गरेर मेरो जीवन परिवर्तन गर्दछु.
I need to stay in relationship with my Jesus.
मलाई प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टसँग सम्बन्धमा रहिरहनु पर्दछ.
I'm going to finish with this for you.
म अब यो अन्तिम कुरा भनेर म सिद्धाउन चाहन्छु.
I know. Hush. I'm going to finish with this. God has a plan for every person on the earth. And God has a plan for every one of you. Right? Now then, the thing is, for this plan to work, it depends whether you're going to take hold of the hand of God and walk with Him. Because He's the one who has the plans. Yeah? You don't.
प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले तपाईँहरू सबैको लागि एउटा योजना रोज्नु भएको छ, एउटा एकदमै राम्रो प्लान गर्नुभएको छ, तर त्यो चाहिँ तपाईँहरूमा भर पर्दछ. तपाईँ बसी बसी आउने छैन, तर जब तपाईँ प्रभुको हात समातेर प्रभुसँग हिँड्नुहुन्छ, तब प्रभुले तपाईँको जीवनमा धेरै राम्रो कुराहरू अनि तपाईँको जीवनलाई उहाँले जुन चाहिँ योजना राख्नुभएको छ त्यो पुरा गर्नुहुनेछ. अनि तपाईँहरू सबैको जीवनमा प्रभुले एउटा योजना राख्नुभएको छ कि त्यो राम्रो होस् भनेर.
I could probably ask some of you young people.
म अहिले तपाईँहरू यङ केटाकेटीहरूलाई सोध्न सक्छु होला.
What are your plans for your future?
तिम्रो भविष्यको लागि तिमीले के प्लान गरेको छौ भनेर.
What are your plans for your future?
अनि तिम्रो भविष्यको लागि तिमीले के प्लान गरेको छौ.
And I can ask Francis, what are your plans for your future?
अनि म फ्रान्सिसलाई हेरेर तिम्रो फ्युचरको लागि प्लान के हो भन्न सक्छु.
You don't know. Well, you told me you were going to go to university, so you do have some plans.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. He's sort of got a bit of a... He's a thought in his mind that he's going to go to university. What's your plans? To be a nurse. That's good. And what's your plans? Huh? Huh? You don't know. You're not sure. What's your plans? Do you have plans? No. Okay. But let me tell you this. God's got plans. God's got plans.
तपाईँसँग अहिले तपाईँको लागि प्लान छैन होला, तर म तपाईँलाई यो भन्न चाहन्छु. प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टसँग तपाईँ सबैको लागि प्लान छ.
I started with a plan. Got myself an apprenticeship and a good job.
And
during that time, Jesus found me.
And I
gave my life to Jesus.
And
then I suddenly began to discover, at 18, he'd got some different plans.
I'm like, oh, okay.
But I carried on. I went to university and did what I needed to do at university. Came out of university, got a great job. Worked at it for 10 years and having a great time and earning a lot of money.
And
then God suddenly said, it's my time.
And this is probably one of you made a summary over there.
Follow me.
Malapachao.
Follow me.
Malapachao.
It was a little bit like, you know, the disciples when Jesus walked on the earth and they said, follow me.
Tobin of a Bible man who bought a chola, probably she could sound chella, but a while a kid on the boat, Malapachao. Minijuan Mabantisibo, probably Malapachao on the boy.
And in the end, I just said, yes, Lord.
And auntie Machi Malikibane, once a problem.
The thing is, when you start following Jesus,
you don't know where you're
going at times.
He begins,
he says, follow me. He didn't say, I'm going to tell you where we're going, he just said, follow me.
Follow
me.
Follow
me.
Okay.
Follow me. And suddenly, I'm on a journey. But where's this journey going to take me?
Huh?
I have no idea. Follow me. And suddenly, this journey commences. And as one travels along, the Lord begins to reveal more of Himself. And He begins to show you plans. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Off I went, following the Lord Jesus.
Malapachao.
And suddenly he says, we're going to go this way. Off he goes.
And
sometimes it can be through a dark road and a difficult pathway.
And it can be challenging
and difficult.
But
Jesus says,
follow
me. And we follow him. Step by step, but we're still here, isn't it? Moment by moment. Following Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes we don't know where He's taking us. Thank you. But we have to walk a walk of faith. And that walk of faith does not always mean that you know where you are going.
He
even said to Peter, you know, you will suffer. Peter didn't understand. And sometimes we don't understand what is going on in our lives. It's not about understanding. But it's about listening by the Spirit. Spending time in the presence of God. And surrendering your life, your purpose to God.
अनि हामीले आफ्नो भएको सबै कुरा प्रभुलाई सुम्पिदिने हो.
And as we do that,
अनि जब हामी त्यो गर्न थाल्छौं,
He will take us to places we've never been before.
प्रभुले हामीलाई यस्तो ठाउँमा लग्नु हुनेछ.
He will keep his hand upon us and he will continue to bless us and to minister through us.
जुन ठाउँमा हामी कहिले पनि पुगेको छैन भने उहाँले हाम्रो जीवनमा धेरै राम्रो कुराहरू गर्नु हुनेछ.
I just say this for the young people who have not been here before. When I finished working in industry and earning all that money, people said to me, "That's all your traveling, all your holidays abroad, over and done with."
अनि जब म पहिला काम गरेको थिएँ अनि मलाई मेरो साथीहरूले भन्थ्यो, अब हेर त प्रभुमा लागेको छु, अब तँ यता आउँदा पनि जान सक्दिनस्, काहीँ पनि तैँले काम पाउँदैन, केही पनि गर्न सक्दिनस् भनेर भनेको थिएँ.
When I finished working in industry,
तर जब मैले त्यो काम छोडे,
and I started following the Lord totally.
जब मैले प्रभु यीशुको साथ मेरो जीवन दिएर म प्रभुलाई पछ्याउन थाले,
in the call he had for me,
जुन चाहिँ प्रभुले मलाई बोलाउनु भएको थियो,
Grace and I traveled more than we'd ever traveled before.
Grace र म चाहिँ हामी यतिवटा देशहरूमा प्रभुको काम गर्दै हिँड्ने अवसर र मौका पाएका छौँ.
And still do.
अनि हामी अझै पनि गरिरहेको छौँ.
And at times God pays the bill.
अनि समय समयमा हामीसँग पैसा नहुँदा अनि प्रभुले पैसा जुटाएर हामीले बिल तिर्ने पैसा
राखेको छ,
किनकि परमेश्वर पितामा हाम्रो सबै कुरा हुँदछ.
I want to encourage you, whatever you do, give God everything.
अनि म तपाईँहरूलाई हौसला बढाउन चाहन्छु, तपाईँहरू जे गर्नुहुँदा पनि त्यसमा प्रभुलाई तपाईँले सबै थोक दिनुहोस्.
Don't hold back because what the world's got is not as good as what God has got.
अनि तपाईँ पछि नहर्नुहोस् होला, किनकि जुन चाहिँ संसारले तपाईँलाई दिँदछ, परमेश्वर पिताले जुन तपाईँलाई दिँदछ, त्यो संसार भन्दा पनि एकदमै ठुलो र एकदमै राम्रो छ.
I was going to say the world is second best, but no, it's not.
म भन्न आँटेको थिएँ कि वर्ल्ड चाहिँ, यो संसार चाहिँ दोस्रो बेस्ट हो भनेर, तर म भन्दिन.
It's either third or fourth.
संसार चाहिँ थर्ड कि त फोर्थमा आइपर्दछ.
If you want the best, get involved with Jesus. If you want the best, spend time every day with Jesus. Spend time in the word of God every day.
तपाईलाई राम्रो देखिनु मन छ भने, तपाईलाई राम्रो कुराहरु पाउन मन छ भने, तपाईलाई असल कुराहरु पाउन मन छ भने, एउटा कुरा मात्र छ जुन चाहिँ फर्स्टमा आउँदछ, त्यो चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ. अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टमा समय बिताउने, प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट आफ्नो जीवन सुम्पिने, अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट साथ हामी अघि बढ्ने.
Verse 13 there of Romans chapter 8 says,
Romiko 8ko 13 ma yo lekheko cha,
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die.
Kinaki pap swabhav anusar jiu chhau bhane timiharu marchhau.
But if by the spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
तर यदि पवित्र आत्माद्वारा शरीरका कार्यहरू तिमीहरूले निर्मल पार्यो भने तिमीहरू जिउने छौ.
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
किनभने सबै जो परमेश्वरका आत्माले दोहोऱ्याएका हुन्छन्, तिनीहरू परमेश्वरका सन्तान हुन्.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a son of God.
Are you? I'm
a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm a son of God. Praise his name. And he holds my hand and I hold his hand and he has a destiny and a purpose for each and every one of us.
अनि त्यसै गरी हामी प्रभुको छोराछोरी हो, अनि जब हामी प्रभुलाई जीवन दिँदछौँ, हाम्रो भविष्य सबै प्रभुले समात्नु भएको छ.
Just want to encourage you.
अनि म तपाईँहरूलाई हौसला बढाउन चाहन्छु.
Spend some time with Jesus.
प्रभुसँग समय बिताउनुहोस्.
Spend some time with Jesus.
प्रभु सँग समय बिताउनुस्.
And you'll know the power of his resurrection life.
अनि तपाईले परिवर्तित जीवनको शक्ति देख्नु हुनेछ आफ्नो जीवनमा.
And I believe that great commission that Jesus said to us, go out into all the world.
अनि मलाई विश्वास छ कि जुन चाहिँ प्रभुले हामीलाई भन्नु भएको थियो, जाओ संसारभरि प्रभुको वचन पुकार गर्न, प्रचार गर्न.
Preach the gospel.
प्रभुको सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्न.
Heal the sick.
बिमारीहरूलाई निको पार्न.
And raise the dead.
अनि मरेकाहरूलाई जिउँदो उठाउन.
I believe it's true.
मलाई विश्वास छ कि त्यो सबै
I believe it's for these days.
मलाई विश्वास छ कि यो अहिलेको हाम्रो जीवन.
And I believe it's for everyone.
अनि मलाई विश्वास छ कि यो हामी सबैको लागि हो.
With Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for listening. I hope you've been encouraged and blessed. We're going to spend time. We're going to come around the Lord's table together in a few moments. Young people. I just want to say to you that after the meeting, go and grab a drink. And then I just want to see you for about 5-10 minutes afterwards. Just want to have a quick chat with you. I want to see what we're going to do in the future. Okay?
Yon ke da ke dir to baro we meeting sit epochi chi ase alinu sola ani ya amla bernu sola pandas mil ko lagi mo abo to barsan kura gana chanchu ki probably to barko jivan ma abo ke garnu hundecha ani kasari to barla agi badhaunu hundecha bhanera.
And the other thing is that we're about 6 weeks, I think, to Christmas. We need to begin to plan what we're going to do for Christmas. So begin to think about that, and we'll begin to talk about that as a congregation or in the next week, 10 days, and we'll begin to plan for Christmas and see what we're going to do, yeah? You know, we're merging together. We're merging together. English, Nepalese, Scottish. What else have we got? Who else have we got? Congolese, yeah? Congolese, Polish. I don't. Who else? Anybody else?
Indian,
yeah? So we're merging together in Christ Jesus. And we want to declare at this coming Christmas time what Christmas is really all about. Amen.
अनि त्यसै गरी अब यो अब क्रिसमस आउनको लागि 6-7 हप्ता मात्र छ अनि त्यसै गरी हामी अब मिलेर हामी त्यो क्रिसमसलाई कसरी ठुलो अवसर मनाउने कसरी सँगै हामी त्यसलाई अब मनाउने भनेर हामी त्यसको बारेमा पनि कुरा गर्नेछौँ अनि यो चाहिँ अब हामीले चाहिँ अब यो मल्टिकल्चर चर्च जस्तै हो नि त्यसै गरी हामी अब सबै अब नेपालीहरू इङ्ग्लिसहरू पोलिसहरू अनि त्यो अब त्यो अरू देशहरू सबै हामी मिलेर हामी गर्नेछौँ अनि त्यो अब प्रभुको महिमा गर्नेछौँ हामी त्यो दिन.
Amen. You going to come around the Lord's table?
Oh, well, me, probably just going to.
Okay. I'm going up here. Praise God. We're going to come around the Lord's table together.
Well, me, probably just going to.